My wife is from Casper, Wyoming. I got married here. I proposed to her in Wyoming. And the week of our wedding, obviously, my colleagues from Turners Unlimited, Scott and Jem, a very good friend as well, and they came out for the wedding. And somebody said, well, why don't you do a concert altogether? Because my wife's a singer. And we did. And then Karen Duell from ArtCore was involved with that. And she said, look, I'd love you guys to come back. And so we did. And then Laramie got on board. And then Scott, who's the American in our group, he's got a Chicago link. And so we went up to Chicago and then Detroit. And we're doing it all over again 2 years later.
Well, it's great to have you back. Now, I know you've shared the stage with some big names like Sting, Beyonce, the Royal Philharmonic.
They say that about us. Yeah, Sting was very excited.
As he should be. But while you're here, you're singing with the Laramie High School Concert Choir and the Singing Plainsmen. And I know in the past you've sung with choirs in Casper. So is singing with local groups a regular part of your act?
It's part of our outreach program, really. And I think it helps with funding for theatres as well. You know, we do some work in the community as well, and young people get the opportunity to perform with us, you know, with a sort of international act where they wouldn't normally, you know, so it's a nice opportunity for them. And it's also really nice for us. It sort of breaks the concept, and we like having more people to interact with on stage.
Now, being billed as a classical crossover group means you sing a lot of classical favourites, but I understand you also write.
Yeah, we write music. We write in various different styles, actually. I mean, classical crossover, I mean, that's the... You sort of have to pigeonhole yourself in some way for marketing. I think that we're unique in our genre in the fact that we formed ourselves and we're the only ones that sort of write our own music as well. So we like to perform a variety of different songs. Our taste is quite eclectic, and that manifests itself in our writing as well.
And you find classical crossover to be a big enough umbrella, marketing-wise, to capture all the sounds you make?
I think so. But I think when people come to the show, they realize it's, you know, we're there to entertain. It's about Scott, Jem, and Paul, the characters, having fun on stage with each other, having fun with the audience, and performing, you know, great songs from, you know, different ages, from, you know, the classical repertoire, you know, Puccini, some Bizet, the classical songs that people might recognize. And then doing sort of pop songs and the Rat Pack style numbers as well, and getting the audience, you know, singing along in the odd bit. So just giving the people an entertaining evening. Because I think if you ask people what their taste in music is, what they've got on their iPod or what's on their sort of CD player in the car, they'd say it's eclectic. So we try and give people lots of different flavors of music. But it comes with the fact that we have sort of classically trained voices.
What is it, do you think, about the tenor voice that has made it such a popular format, the tenor trio?
Well, funnily enough, I'm actually the bass baritone in the group, so we feel that, you know, what three tenors does restrict you a little bit. Certainly in some harmonics, you're slightly limited, and it can be a bit strident with three sort of tenors in the same register sort of screaming at you all evening. So, you know, it does give a sort of richer harmony to the overall experience. But the tenors thing, I mean, obviously people have always loved, you know, great tenors like Enrico Caruso, you know, Luciano Pavarotti, but one of the stories we tell when we sing Nessun Dorma is after in Italy the soccer World Cup in 1990, there was a huge concert with the three tenors the night before the final, and it sort of married the worlds of sport and opera. I don't think groups like us would exist if had it not been for that concert that night in Rome.
And I know Tenors Unlimited is sung at plenty of sporting events as well, including the FA Cup Finals in London, which is sort of an English equivalent of the Super Bowl.
FA Cup Final, yes.
Paul Martin is one third of Tenors Unlimited, along with Scott Siskin and Jen Sharples. They'll be performing Thursday evening at the John F. Walsh Auditorium in Casper and Saturday evening at the Griffin Theater in Laramie. Paul Martin, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Mike. Good to talk to you.